Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Social Justice Ireland's 10-Minute Lesson Series, where we'll be looking at the issue of deprivation in Ireland. My name's Eamon Murphy, I'm Economic and Social Analyst at Social Justice Ireland. As regular listeners will know at this point, we put out three different types of podcasts. Our seminar series provides opportunities to listen back to some of the most important presentations at past SGI events, and our interview series are chats with various experts on different topical issues. This episode is one of our 10-minute lessons, the purpose of which is to educate and inform our listeners on a particular policy area, giving a brief overview of somewhere in the range of 8 to 15 minutes, and hitting the key points that people need to know. Yesterday, September 2nd, 2020, the Central Statistics Office, or CSO, released the official deprivation numbers for Ireland for the year 2019. Normally these figures come out a little later in the year, and are accompanied by the official poverty numbers as well. This year, the CSO has decided to release the deprivation numbers in advance, as they're available already. It means we don't have as clear a picture of the situation as we otherwise would, as we don't have the poverty information, but that should be out in a few weeks' time. There's a lot of information contained in today's CSO release, but we're going to highlight some of the most important parts and some of the most interesting trends. And just to emphasise, these numbers are for the year 2019, so they represent a time when the coronavirus pandemic and the resultant economic and social effects had yet to have any effect on these numbers or trends. These are from normal times, so to speak. So first, the numbers. According to the CSO's release yesterday, 17.8% of the population experienced enforced deprivation in 2019. That's up from 15.1% in 2018. So that's about 886,000 people who were experiencing deprivation, an estimated increase of about 143,000 from 2018. So, once again, 17.8% of the population in enforced deprivation, or close to one person in every five. And that's about 886,000 people, up by about 143,000 people in the course of 1 year. The household type measured with the highest deprivation rate were those with one adult and one or more children. 45% of these households were officially deprived in 2019. So close to half these households, which are mainly single parents with one or more children, were experiencing deprivation. Of particular concern to us is the fact that almost one in every four children overall are living in a household that experiences enforced deprivation. This practically erases all the progress of the last few years in this area. It's also worth pointing out that one-parent families have a deprivation rate more than double that of any other household type measured. There was also a very high rate of deprivation for people who are not at work due to having a permanent illness or disability. Their deprivation rate was 43%, or just over two in every five of them. More than one in every three people living in rented accommodation experienced deprivation. This has increased from 2018, when just over a quarter experienced it. Interestingly, the deprivation rate for homeowners has not changed, at 10%. So those are the key numbers and trends. Some of it is a little shocking, to say the least. Despite wage growth, increased employment, and very high levels of economic growth over the last few years, a significant proportion of the population, 886,000 people, is still living in very difficult circumstances. And despite all those promising economic trends, the deprivation rate is rising, suggesting that the benefits of that economic growth are not being spread evenly. Increases in welfare payments and in the national minimum wage over the last few years had contributed to modest improvements in poverty and deprivation rates in recent years. But this trend seems to have been reversed, and while it would have been good to have up-to-date poverty numbers and trends as well, it is useful that these deprivation numbers have become available ahead of the government's annual budget in about 5 weeks' time. That's usually not the case. In last year's budget, the government more or less ignored people at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder. They chose to focus on preparing businesses and the government balance sheet for Brexit, postponing a planned increase in the national minimum wage and giving no increase at all in core social welfare rates. It's clear after the publication of yesterday's numbers that this new government cannot ignore this vulnerable group yet again. The rest of society is now moving ahead with the recent return to earnings growth, so government's decision not to increase core social welfare rates in Budget 2020 will inevitably reverse any gains that these vulnerable people have seen in recent years, and it would be dangerous to compound that with a similar move in Budget 2021 in a few weeks' time. So there are the headline numbers, but where do the numbers come from? Well, these numbers are based on the results of the SILC survey. That's SILC, spelt S-I-L-C. It stands for Survey on Income and Living Conditions. It's conducted by the Central Statistics Office every year, and it provides us with some really important information on things like poverty, deprivation, income levels, income inequality, and loads more stuff besides. Typically about 13,000 people in around 5,500 different households are surveyed every year. and the results are compared with the census to make sure that the final output is representative of the population. So that's silk, and this is where we get our official measurements of poverty and deprivation. Now let's discuss what we mean by deprivation. It's a term that everyone has heard used at some point. Such and such a person is deprived or experiencing deprivation. It can mean different things to different people, but for something to be measured, it has to be defined. And in Ireland, we measure deprivation as follows. There are 11 indicators of a person's ability to participate in society in a way considered to be the social norm. If a person is involuntarily excluded from 2 of these 11, they're considered to be experiencing deprivation. So once again, there are 11 indicators of a person's ability to participate in society in a normal way. If a person is involuntarily excluded from 2 of these 11, they're experiencing deprivation. Those 11 things are owning 2 pairs of strong shoes, owning a warm waterproof coat, being able to buy new clothes, i.e. not secondhand, being able to eat a meal with meat, chicken, fish, or a vegetarian equivalent at least every second day, being able to have a roast joint or its equivalent once a week, being able to heat their home, being able to keep the home adequately warm, being able to buy presents for family or friends at least once a year, being able to replace any worn out furniture, being able to have family or friends for a drink or a meal once a month, and being able to have a morning, afternoon, or evening out once a fortnight, purely for entertainment purposes. So, if you're involuntarily excluded from 2 or more of these 11, you're considered to be living in deprivation. The most common experiences of deprivation as measured in 2019 are being unable to afford to replace worn-out furniture, being unable to meet family or friends for a drink or a meal at least once a month, and being able to afford a morning, afternoon, or evening out in the last fortnight. Deprivation then covers a wide spectrum of things, from being able to heat your home and clothe yourself, to being able to eat to a reasonable standard and do a small bit of socialising. All of these are things most of us would consider to be reasonable expectations in a rich developed country like Ireland. Which makes sense. Things like relative poverty and deprivation are essentially forms of social exclusion. Measuring them measures the extent to which people in a society experience social exclusion. In every society, there are certain things that one must do and certain possessions one must have to achieve what's considered a minimum socially acceptable standard of living in that society. Now, what those things are varies from country to country and depends on a lot of things, including how developed the country is, cultural differences, and of course the cost of living. If you can't afford to properly clothe yourself, including owning 2 pairs of decent shoes, or to heat your home or socialise occasionally, and we're only talking every couple of weeks here, then you're excluded from a normal life in Ireland, and you're in some way socially excluded. That said, Social Justice Ireland and others in the sector have previously expressed reservations about the overall range of deprivation measures being employed. Those current 11 measures have been in place since 2007, and society has undoubtedly changed in the last 13 years. So there are certain items that probably should be taken into account, but are not. For example, having reliable internet access would be considered by most people nowadays as being a prerequisite for having a standard of living close to the social norm in the year 2020. Yet there's no mention of smartphones, internet, laptops, or anything related to communications and internet access in these deprivation measures. However, notwithstanding these reservations, the trends are informative and offer some insight into the changes in income over recent years in households and living standards across the state. These deprivation measures from Silk are a snapshot in time of social conditions, and importantly for nerds like myself, being able to put a number on it allows us to measure trends and see whether we're improving our rates of social inclusion or going in the wrong direction in this case. Government can then create and implement policies to tackle areas where we fall down. The aim should be to give everyone the chance to enjoy at least a socially acceptable minimum standard of living. So let's remind ourselves again of these numbers. 17.8% of the population experienced enforced deprivation in 2019. That's up from 15.1% in 2018. That's about 886,000 people who are experiencing deprivation, an estimated increase of about 143,000 from 2018. The household type measured with the highest deprivation rate were those with one adult and one or more children. 45% of these households were officially deprived in 2019. So that's close to half of those households, which are mainly single parents with one or more children, experiencing deprivation. There's also a very high rate of deprivation for people who are not at work due to having a permanent illness or disability. Their deprivation rate was 43%, so just over 2 in every 5 of those. I mean, these numbers aren't very impressive, are they? So what can we do about it all? Well, there are plenty of measures that any government who's serious about reducing deprivation can take. First of all, there needs to be an actual acknowledgement that Ireland has an ongoing problem with poverty and deprivation. That's something that hasn't actually happened. The numbers come out every year showing hundreds of thousands of people in these situations, and politicians comment on how regrettable it is, but focus on the positives, whatever they might be in any given year. So there needs to be that acknowledgement, first of all. Once that's acknowledged, some other policies that would help include recognising the problem of the working poor and making tax credits refundable to help address the situation of households in poverty that are headed by a person with a job. Government can support the widespread adoption of the living wage so that low-paid workers receive an adequate income and can afford a minimum but decent standard of living. We also recommend that an in-depth social impact assessment be carried out prior to implementing proposed policy initiatives that would impact on the income or public services that many low-income households depend on. This should include the poverty-proofing of all public policy initiatives. In the very near term, the process of reducing and eventually eradicating deprivation should begin with the upcoming budget. Social Justice Ireland is proposing a €7 increase in core social welfare payments in Budget 2021. This would set government on the correct path to benchmarking social welfare rates to 27.5% of average weekly earnings over a 3-year period. That was the standard that was set in 2007. A cost of disability allowance to address poverty and social exclusion for people with a disability should also be introduced, as it's clearly needed if these latest numbers are anything to go by. Most importantly, in the long term, Ireland must move towards introducing a system of basic income. No other approach has the capacity to ensure all members of society have sufficient income to live life with dignity. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you found it useful. Check back here again soon for more 10-minute lessons and other podcasts in our interview and seminar series. And if you've got any ideas for future podcasts, feel free to email us at secretary@socialjustice.ie with your suggestions.